Hi, this is Aisha Tosin reporting for Alternative Frequency on CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus and community radio station. I'm a teacher candidate at Queen's studying at the Faculty of Education and a volunteer with Peace Quest, a Kingston-based peace-building initiative. This story was originally meant to be a blog post for the Personal Stories of Peace blog, which you can find at peacequest.ca. Today, I'm interviewing Benjamin, the 10-year-old Mississauga-based social justice activist and creator of WeAreOneCanada.ca, a website which invites kids and Canadians across the country to make Syrian refugees feel more welcome in Canada by learning basic phrases in Arabic. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi.
I heard about you and your wonderful project, and I wanted to share your story with our listeners. I want you to tell me what inspired you to make a change in your community.
When I heard all about the refugees that are coming to Canada from Syria and realized we might have some new Syrian students in my school, I wanted to think of a way that Canadian kids could get involved with the welcoming of the new children.
Okay.
I've learned that sometimes we have to come out of our comfort zone and reach out a little to make sure that everyone feels included and equal. I wanted to encourage Canadian kids to be brave enough to do this, and to give them a way that they can make the new kids feel at home here.
That's awesome. And were you involved in any other school events that helped the refugees?
My school collected donations for the refugees through the United Way.
Okay.
Also, our church is sponsoring some refugees, and my family will be involved with helping them with shopping and transportation and stuff like that.
That's really nice. And what inspired you to create your website then?
Well, last year for school, I wrote a speech about communicating with deaf people. My idea was that all students should be taught some basic sign language in school, some simple words and phrases, so that we can interact with deaf kids if we encounter them. So when my family was thinking about ways that we could get involved with helping the Syrian refugees, my idea was that maybe Canadian students could learn to speak some basic Arabic.
And what did your parents think about your idea?
They thought it was a fantastic idea, but we didn't really know how to go about it at first. But then, when we realized that my computer coding teacher is also an Arabic teacher, so that was a really nice coincidence. We started chatting together and came up with the idea of a website. So my coding teacher and her students made the Arabic translation videos. My mom helped me with some of the writing, and my dad helped me with a little bit of the technical stuff.
Oh, that's good. So you got help from them. And how long did it take you to put the website together?
It took about a month or so. I absolutely love computer coding and website design, so it was a lot of fun for me, and I worked on it a lot.
That's great. You're learning a lot of stuff at the same time. While putting this website together, did you learn some Arabic as well?
I did. I've learned some of the words and phrases on the site. My little brother Oliver did too. He had a new girl from Syria join his grade 2 class, and he got to use some phrases with her.
What have you gained from all this experience?
I've learned that people really love to help others in any way they can, but don't always know how to get involved.
That's
true. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from the website. Lots of teachers have written to say that they're using it with their students. We've heard from a Toronto police officer who is using the site with their unit. People who are sponsoring or who have met Syrian refugees told us that they've tried out some phrases from the site and the Syrians really appreciate it.
And has your worldview changed since the arrival of the refugees?
Yes. I've come to realize that even making a small gesture of kindness can really make a difference to people. We need to remember that all humans are equal, and we should do whatever we can to help someone feel welcome or included. Especially if someone is different than us, we might need to make some efforts to reach out to them, but it's always worth it.
You know what? I really enjoyed our interview, and thanks to you, I'm also learning some Arabic from your website. Ben, I wish you all the best of luck in life. You're a kind-hearted person who likes to help people. May God reward your efforts. So take care for now. Ma salama. And hopefully we'll talk again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For having me.
Have a good evening.